John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's back once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to deal with Jason Mertidis from The Fanatic, our sister station, and his pigskin picks. But before we get to football, let's talk baseball. It seems we have a real manager for the Phillies now.
Yeah, it's not a puppet. It's not Gabe Kapler. I found him to be the most, like, a mixture of Tom Brady and George Takei. Yeah, like the way he's like, I think the guys are really performing beautifully today.
Meanwhile, the new manager of the Phillies, maybe you want to say something about him.
Well, Joe Girardi, I mean, you got a high pedigree guy coming in here. And the interesting thing is that Andy McPhail, the president of the team, and the general manager, Matt Klentak, preferred Buck Showalter because they had an existing relationship with him. And that was the guy they wanted to hire. The owner wanted to hire Joe Girardi.
Thank God he owned them.
Yes. Because Klentak and McPhail also wanted to keep Gabe Kapler.
Thank God he owns them.
Yes. This is basically the owner with a machete cutting off their legs once again.
So. Well, let's talk football. Your game of the week is the Seahawks at Atlanta. Is this really a game?
Well, it is for one team.
Atlanta
is playing out the string, and their coach is going to be fired, and it's a mess. They just traded Mohamed Sanu to the Patriots this past week, did Atlanta, so Seattle's going to go to the East Coast, and they're just going to drop Atlanta. Atlanta is done. They are horrible. It's a shame their only win came against the Eagles, but I think Seattle, this is a rocking chair ride. They go in there and cover the 3.5.
I'm surprised it's only 3.5, though. Is it because you're on the road?
I think that's part of it, yeah. I think it's part of the equation, traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. But Seattle's coming off a loss, and they're a good football team. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's an MVP candidate, so I think it's a rocking chair ride. I think you blow them out by like 14 or 17.
All right, well, let's move on to your lock of the week. The Jets in Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a six-point favorite. Again, seems an easy pick here.
The Jets, they stink, and I know that Sam Darnold was really embarrassed by what he said last week that got caught on camera.
About the ghost?
Yeah, about seeing ghosts. Mm-hmm. And look, Belichick is like an apparition. He makes everybody see ghosts.
All right.
That's what he does. But Jacksonville's a better football team than people think. Gardner Minshew's been good. DeFilippo's done a good job with the backup quarterback there. And I think that, you know, they're home. I think it's an easy win for them over the Jets. So I'll ride. You know, I usually don't like riding a team like Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, the line sticks out to me. It opened at -4. It's now -6. That movement tells me a lot. I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right. Well, and that leaves us with the Eagles at the Bills.
Have to do this. Can I abstain? Do I have one abstain for the season, Steve?
The Bills are 1.5-point favorites. That's not much favoritism going on there.
No, it's not. And the line tells you, that's an Eagle line, considering what's going on with them right now. So distracted with all of these anonymous sources. Fletcher Cox had a burglar come in. He pulled a shotgun on him. I mean, it's crazy what's going on with them. It's a mess right now. It's teetering on dysfunction at this point in that locker room. Everybody says they're past it. They want to move forward. Of course, Alshon Jeffrey does, because he was probably the source. But anyway, but until they prove it to me, I think the Eagles are reeling right now. I don't think DeSean Jackson's going to play again, which is a total mess. I got to pick the Bills here. They're a good football team. They held New England to 16 points. So I think they're actually a pretty good team. I don't like them offensively, but the Eagles right now are a mess. They're so injured, I just can't in good faith pick them to win the game.
Okay, so with the Seahawks in Atlanta, you're taking the Seahawks. In your lock of the week, you're taking the Jags over the Jets, and you're going with the Bills on the Eagles game, even though the Bills are only a 1.5-point favorite.
Good news, Eagle fans. I'm always wrong.
There you go. You got it from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen.
He looks like a horse. Yes.
Jason Mertidis, our guest. We're going to need a caller for Classic Rock Concentration, so be caller number 15 at 215-263-WMGK.
Eagles, let's go! Eagles, let's go! The Bills, Buffalo! The Bills, Buffalo! We're going into their town. We're scoring out a touchdown. Treat them like the Cleveland Browns. Buffalo Bills. The fans are frozen in their seats, but Philly's bringing the heat. We'll eat them like clutching meat. Buffalo Bills. Let's go, heading up to Buffalo to watch the Carson Wentz show. We're all praying that it doesn't snow.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh,
let's go. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.